Israel's movie censorship board has banned a documentary about last year's Israeli army deployment in the Jenin refugee camp in the West Bank. It's the first time in 20 years that the board has banned a movie for political reasons. Critics say the documentary is one-sided and portrays Israeli soldiers as war criminals. Civil rights advocates say censorship is outdated and that the banning order could become a precedent-setting case. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
The hour-long documentary, Jenin Jenin, is a collection of interviews with residents of the Jenin refugee camp filmed in April, a week after Israeli soldiers leveled dozens of buildings in the center of the camp in what was for Israel the costliest battle of last spring's offensive in the West Bank. 23 Israeli soldiers were killed in the running battles with Palestinian gunmen. Mohammed Bukri, an Israeli Arab and a well-known actor, directed the film, which opens with close-up shots of the piles of rubble that used to be Palestinian homes. In one interview, an old man sitting on a hospital bed describes his experiences when the Israeli soldiers came. I was sleeping at night, and they said everyone had to go to the school, he said. As I was on the way, a soldier beat me. I fell on the ground, and then he shot me in the hand and the foot. The film also interviews one man who contends that Israeli soldiers forced Palestinian children to demolish houses in the camp. Those who didn't move fast enough, he says, were shot. The battle for Jenin sparked international controversy. A senior Palestinian official accused Israel of massacring more than 500 people in the camp. The United Nations appointed a commission of inquiry, but Israel refused to let its members visit the scene. Human rights activists who did go to the Jenin camp put the Palestinian death toll in the battle at about 50, including civilians as well as gunmen. When Bukri's film premiered at the Tel Aviv Cinematheque last month, protesters demonstrated against it, saying it was one-sided and biased against Israel. A short time after the premiere, Israel's Film Censorship Board ruled that Jenin Jenin could no longer be screened in movie theaters in Israel. Yechiel Gutman, a member of the board who initiated the decision, says that in the past 20 years, the board has censored only a few films for pornography or excessive violence. But he says this movie promotes the Palestinian viewpoint when Israel is in a state of war with the Palestinians. Let's say Al-Qaeda funded a movie in the United States that presented all of the Americans as evil murderers and Al-Qaeda as the good guys, he said. I'm sure they wouldn't allow it to be shown there. Even democracy has limits. Just what those limits are in Israel is what the film's promoters hope to find out. Producer and director Mohammed Bukri says he will appeal to the Israeli Supreme Court against the censorship decision. Legal commentator Moshe Negbi says Bukri is likely to win.
The Israeli Supreme Court ruled, as in many other cases dealing with freedom of speech, freedom of expression, that the government can use this censorship power only when there is clear and present danger to public order or public peace.
Negbi says the court heard a similar case 10 years ago in which the censorship board tried to ban an Israeli play that portrayed Israeli soldiers in the occupied territories as Nazis. In that case, the Supreme Court not only allowed the play to be shown, it said the board can no longer censor theater. Negbi says Jenin Jenin could end censorship of films as well. Director Mohammed Bukri says the film has already gotten positive feedback from Europe. But he says his target audience is Israelis who have demonized Palestinians during the past 2 years of conflict.
To know that in the other side there are fathers and mothers and children the same way they have houses. You know, house for Arab, for Palestinians, I think for everybody in the world, is the most precious thing in the world.
Bukri says he hopes his film will encourage both sides to realize that they are fated to live together and must try to find a solution through negotiations. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Tel Aviv.